Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of our Intermediate English podcast. It's wonderful to have you with us today.
It's great to have you back. Today, we're diving into a topic that almost everyone has an opinion on, especially if you love movies. It's something that comes up in discussions all the time.
That's right. We're talking about reboots and remakes. It seems like every week there's news of another classic film getting a new version. Sometimes it makes you wonder, are these reboots and remakes truly necessary?
Or is Hollywood just running out of new ideas? That's a good question to ask. Today, we'll explore the good, the bad, and the sometimes ugly side of reboots and remakes, and hear both sides of the argument. Get ready to think about some of your favorite films.
So, let's start with the big question. Why do studios keep making these films? Is it just for the money, Matthew? It often feels that way to the audience.
Absolutely, Lauren. Money is a huge, huge factor. Creating an original story from scratch is very risky. There's no guarantee that people will go see it or that they will like it.
That makes a lot of sense from a business point of view. A new film needs a lot of marketing, and even then, it might not make a profit. It's a big gamble for the studios.
Exactly. But with reboots and remakes, they already have brand recognition. Everyone knows the name, the characters, or at least the basic story. This means there's a built-in audience, people who are already interested.
You're right. Think about recent popular Disney live-action remakes, like The Lion King or Aladdin. Everyone knew those stories already, so it was much easier to market them and predict their success.
They definitely capitalized on that. And beyond just the money, there's also the powerful pull of nostalgia for us, the audience. We often want to revisit the stories we loved as children or teenagers.
That's a strong point. Nostalgia makes people excited. They want to see how a new generation experiences an old story or simply relive their own memories from watching the original.
We saw this with films like Top Gun Maverick, which, while a sequel, played heavily on nostalgia for the original, or horror film remakes like It. The question is, do these always deliver on the nostalgic promise? Sometimes it can be a bit disappointing.
It's not always just about money, though. Sometimes a remake can bring a story to life with modern technology that wasn't available before. Think about special effects.
That's a very valid point. Special effects have come a long, long way. A classic sci-fi or fantasy film that looked great for its time might look much better or more realistic today with modern CGI.
Exactly. Imagine an older sci-fi film, maybe from the 1950s or 60s, being reimagined with today's computer graphics. It could be visually stunning. Or even a classic superhero story getting a darker, more realistic take, like Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy, which was a reboot of the character.
That's true. Visually, things can be much more impressive and immersive. And beyond just effects, remakes can sometimes update themes or perspectives that might be outdated in the original.
Yes, that's an important aspect. Old films sometimes have outdated social views or portray gender roles in a way that isn't accepted today, or even have cultural representations that are no longer appropriate.
A remake can address these issues and make the story more relevant for today's audience. For example, a classic story could be told from a female perspective or with more diverse casting, reflecting modern society.
Or a serious drama that was groundbreaking when it first came out could be re-examined with today's social lens, offering new insights and making it feel fresh for a new generation. There are definite creative possibilities there.
But let's be honest, Lauren, not all reboots or remakes are good. Some feel completely unnecessary and even disappoint fans of the original.
You're right. Many remakes fail to capture the magic of the original. Sometimes they change too much, which upsets loyal fans. Other times they don't change enough, and people ask, what was the point?
Fans can feel like their beloved memories are being tarnished, or that the new version just isn't as good as the one they grew up with. We saw this with the 1998 Psycho remake, which was almost shot for shot, but didn't quite work for many people.
And then there's the bigger question. Does this trend of constant reboots hurt the film industry by limiting truly original stories? Are studios becoming too afraid to take risks on new ideas?
That's a critical concern. If studios are always remaking existing stories, it means fewer new screenplays are being developed. This could lead to a less diverse and creative film landscape overall.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? Do you, our listeners, prefer an original story that's completely new, or do you enjoy seeing a remake of a classic? It's a debate many film lovers have.
So to wrap up, we've talked about the financial reasons for reboots and remakes, the powerful pull of nostalgia, the potential for creative updates with technology and modern themes, and also the downsides, like audience fatigue and potentially ruining beloved originals.
It seems like there's no simple yes or no answer to whether reboots and remakes are truly necessary. Some succeed and enhance the original, while others just feel like a cash grab with no real purpose.
Exactly. It really depends on the film and the intention behind it. Some are made with care and artistic vision, while others just want to make quick money.
What do you, our listeners, think? Are you tired of reboots, or do you love seeing new versions of old favorites? We'd love to hear your thoughts on this topic.
We'd love to hear your thoughts. You can find us on social media to share your opinions. Thanks for joining us today on our Intermediate English Podcast.
Until next time, keep watching movies and keep practicing your English.
Bye, everyone.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.